The chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Paulson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, family and friends. First, I want to start off by once again welcoming Representative Rory Chambers back to the House. Thank you for your service, and we're very happy to have you back home. Obviously, we have a difficult year ahead of us. But rather than look at this problem, I hope this body will see this as an opportunity for a stronger Iowa, an opportunity to create an efficient and open state government, and an opportunity to give the state back to Iowa. Last year, we heard a lot of blame being passed out. House Republicans don't think this is helpful. Wasn't it President Harry Truman who said, "The buck stops here"? Instead of blaming our state's troubles on someone else, House Republicans have taken action and are ready to take action again this year. Make no mistake, though, just like I said last year, if blame has continued to be misplaced, as Republicans believe it has been, I will continue to talk about the pork of the last 3 years, the 2,600 new state employees, and the 17%+ spending increases. Mr. Speaker, Republicans prefer to move on, and I hope Democrats do too. Last year, in my opening day speech, I called for increased truth and transparency in state government, vowed to stand up against tax increases, and pointed out the importance of reducing the cost of government. As we worked through the year, Republicans crafted legislation to do just that. While most of it was not supported at the time, these ideas are now being revered as a good plan. Today, those three goals have not changed. House Republicans will continue our efforts in those areas, and we'll add a few more to the list. During the interim, we went back home to our home districts, met with our constituents, developed several bold solutions for the state of Iowa. I believe the only party to put forth an agenda, we focused on empowering families, reducing budgets, strengthening education and health care, just to name a few. We will put our plan into action with legislation that House Republicans hope will be given every thoughtful consideration this year. We will focus on creating an environment which is welcoming to employers and encourages them to invest in our workforce, passing an affordable and responsible budget, and standing up to the creeping federal intrusion into the lives of Iowans. When we convened last year, 80,000 Iowans were out of work. When we adjourned, the number had jumped to 100,000, and now it's somewhere right around 115,000. House Republicans will offer concrete and realistic ideas to put Iowans back to work. We've repeatedly been saying we must reduce spending, and we must be fiscally conservative with Iowa's tax dollars. While bloated budgets, increased spending, and growing debt is now the norm, let me be very clear about where we stand. House Republicans will not support any budget that spends more money than we take in. Balancing the budget is not good enough if it's on the backs of the property taxpayer. The taxpayer deserves a seat at the table, and House Republicans are going to make sure that that happens. Republicans believe state government disregarded some of Iowans' concerns last year, pushing bills through at all hours of the night with little debate, budgets created behind closed doors, and we failed to permit them to have a final say on how marriage should be defined in Iowa. Abraham Lincoln once said, "Public sentiment is everything. With public sentiment, nothing can fail. Without it, nothing can succeed." Mr. Speaker, it's time to listen to the will of the people. House Republicans believe it's time to return state government back to the hands of Iowans, allowing their voices to be heard. They deserve a seat at the table that they pay for. Mr. Speaker, House Republicans stand ready to move Iowa forward, and Mr. Speaker, House Republicans are ready to go to work. Thank you.